We are supported by SPAC Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. SPAC Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings, and salads, while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. SPAC Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. SPAC Brothers offers both takeout and delivery. For more information, email them at spachelp@gmail.com or visit their website at spacbrothers.com. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Our next song is Two Dragons by Earwig. I think I just heard this one today and thought I'd toss it in.
I'll move on to the next Nirvana now. No, I'm not bored, just uninspired. I'm not sad, I know it'll never be the same. But now it's bearded, once was shame.
You're listening to Spit Fountain on WRCT 88.3 FM.
That's right. You're listening to Spit Fountain here on WRCT. Between the Cushions is over and done with. And we're going to be playing a bit of a nostalgic, I guess, playlist for Spit Fountain this week. A lot of music that I found in old playlists of mine from when I was like 18. And yeah, so we're going to listen to that. And we're going to have a great time, I promise. And we're going to do a special gimmick today. Throughout the show, I'll be giving advice. If you have something you want a doofus's advice with, feel free to call in to 412-268-9728, and I'll give really bad advice. Or you can just listen to the advice that I found that people need from Dear Abby. Of course, Dear Abby has had that column for a long time, so I'm sure that she's run out of good ideas, and it's time for me to share what I have to say with the world. Anyways, the first track this hour is Mickey Shoots Up Again by Euphoria Again. Hope you enjoy. Okay, Under My Voice is going to be Tears by Knife Play. And let's get into the advice portion of the show. No one's called in asking for my sage advice yet. So we're going to go with Dear Abby. Dear Abby, dear DJ of Spit Fountain, I've been with someone for 11 months. Oh, I read this as 11 years. Not as saucy as I thought it was going to be. I've been in a relationship with someone for 11 months. We're both each other's first relationship after being single for a few years following traumatic breakups. During our entire relationships, my boyfriend has not cut his hair, left the house, socialized with anyone besides me, except via text. Now, I'm pretty sure what this writer, what does Abby call her? Dear Discouraged. I think what I, as the DJ of Spit Fountain, think is that perhaps your boyfriend is maybe one of those undead living things that you fight in Skyrim, the video game, and he can't leave the property because he's been ensnared in a horrid crypt for these 11 months. And it's been 14 years since Skyrim came out, so they may have gained access to text messaging in that time period, and that might be the issue that you're experiencing. I think what helps me get out of the house and cut my hair is if someone promises me a delicious meal. Perhaps a hot Chicago beef sandwich would help you get your boyfriend out of the house. Especially, it says here that he'd like to marry you and he loves you. So if that's not good enough, I think a hot sandwich is the way to go. That would do the trick for me. But he should probably be fine after that. But yeah, keep out of those crypts and good luck, Dear Discouraged. All right, that's the first piece of advice during the show. If you need advice like that, feel free to call in with your problems to 412-268-9728. This track is Tears by Knife Play, and I hope you enjoy the back half of this little tune. Coming up next is Lucky by Mons Lahire, and I also have another troubled person in the world who needs my advice. I'm on r-cooking on Reddit, and someone says, help me stop screwing up the grilled cheese sandwich. User, you want a hot toddy. Well, I think the secret to a good grilled cheese is obviously the amount of love that you're going to put into it. The grilled cheese can tell if you have wicked desires and thoughts, and sanctifying and purifying your heart before even approaching the burner is important. Now, of course, a nice hot pan, but not too hot. You know, it's low and slow. You want the cheese to melt, not burn. A little bit of mayo on the bread to get a nice crisp edge. And, you know, you want the inside to melt before the outside burns. So you can even, if it's not going to steam, you know, really have to think about the moisture content of your cheese here, but you can put a lid over it to help it warm up and trap some of that ambient temperature from the rest of the pan and, you know, really heat that cheese up before it burns. But yeah, low and slow and a big lid and a lot of love is the secret to a good grilled cheese. Anyways, here's the rest of Lucky by Mons Lahire.
Thank you. The cars come by your house. It's Friday night again. I miss the morning before it comes to me. She is here. I've given up love. I've given up wanting love.
That is Leona by Strange Ranger, but I have to interrupt to give some more advice. Somebody on Reddit is asking how to feel less anxious while walking in public. I've recently noticed how anxious, self-conscious, and frankly insecure I am when walking in public. I feel like I have a pretty good confidence in social situations. I grew up on a farm, and I think I've always felt anxiety when walking in a small town. So I don't know if you've ever paid attention in public, but the people who walk the best and have the most confidence when they walk are obviously wearing something really cool. So to get a lot of confidence walking in public, I think you should acquire some new sick duds. I'd always recommend perhaps a big hat with lots of accoutrements, maybe a feather, some beads dangling down on string, a big bow tie, and leather cowboy boots, or perhaps snake skin. Anyways, I think that will probably help anyone walk more confidently in public. The other thing that I could always say you could do instead of walking in public, if you feel nervous walking in public, sometimes it's better to roll. Get yourself a pair of Heelys or other wheeled shoe and slide around town in style. You won't feel very anxious anymore. All right, that's just one little piece of advice from me to the world. Coming up next is Rep Sophie Moore by Boy Scott.
You looked in the mirror and saw
I found another soul in need of some good advice. Hello, I'm 16 years old, and this girl is flirting with my girlfriend and trying to make me jealous. I want revenge, but I don't know where to start. When I was in college, when we had to get revenge on someone, we would place barbecue sauce packets under the toilet seat in the common area, and that was sort of just like, you know, random chance. Eventually you'd get the person you meant. That's probably bad advice, but it is something that is feasible. What I would recommend in this situation is hiring a mystic that can see into this person's soul and find the thing that they need to be happy in life, and then provide them that, and perhaps that will resolve this flirting with your girlfriend situation. Or the barbecue sauce packets. Both of those things are feasible. But, you know, a lot of barbecue can be expensive. And a mystic, that's like a one-time cash thing. Coming up next is Oranges by Young Jesus. Hope you enjoy this track. I really like this album that this one's off of. I like this little tune.
Wants to believe he's something more. He's eating an orange outside the door. Yeah, he's a deceiver when he's bored. She's reading the oranges by the door.
Okay, up next is... Oh no, we have to skip this. Up next is Shapes I Know by Slaughter Beach Dog, one of my favorite bands in the whole wild, wild west of the world. And, you know, this band maybe has something to say about, oh, the good living or something, but I'll tell you who knows a thing or two about living. That's me. And to demonstrate the depth of my wisdom, we're going to give a piece of advice once again. Hello, dear Spit Fountain DJ. My ex-wife is politically opposite to me. It affects my 10-year-old daughter. The problem is, my 10-year-old daughter is currently pro a politician because her mother thinks it's okay to talk about how good that politician is. And I'm not pro this politician, and I don't think it's appropriate to talk about how good that politician is. Well, I think that can be a tricky subject, of course. There's many families on divided political standpoints. And, you know, I think really most advice givers, professional or otherwise, would suggest one solution. I mean, you both have to run for mayor, right? The people will decide whose political position is best. So if you really want your 10-year-old daughter to see who knows what about, you know, politics, become mayor of your town. You know, when I was 10, I thought my parents didn't know Jack, so I became mayor of our town. And that was an exciting turn point in my adolescence. And so, you know, maybe your daughter can manage your ex-wife's campaign or something. But something to certainly think about. I don't think there's enough political campaigns with opposing spouses or ex-spouses. So there's that. I mean, imagine if both Jackie and John F. Kennedy were running. That'd be pretty crazy. Anyways, let's enjoy the rest of this little tune by Slaughter Beach Dog, Shapes I Know.
The night clerk calls my name, and the phone accepts my change. She's staying home this evening. Mama doesn't like that kind of lip. She's steaming. Caught cutting up the dress and chewy bought from Bosco's. Back of daddy's hand on Christmas Eve in the
Coming up next is Sleepwalkin' by Better Oblivion Community Center. Of course, this is a little partnership between Phoebe Bridgers and Connor Oberst. And I might not even interrupt this one to give advice. Only one way to find out.
Drinking cold black coffee, I shake and shake, still won't get off me. Another blissed out fantasy, where animals and objects talk to me. Always try and hate it, but then you laugh, it sounds outrageous. Spend another day sleep walking. Jumping first off of the face of the bird.
All right, here's the reveal. I will be interrupting that song to give advice. All right, somebody asks, Dear Spit Fountain DJ, how do you tell someone they smell? I was wondering how you let someone close to you slash that you live with know that they smell quite bad. If they're not getting hints, do you be direct? And if so, how do you do that? Well, social convention dictates that you can never tell someone that they smell. So what I do when I have a real stinky friend is I give them one of my custom manufactured honk if I stink bumper stickers. Honk if I stink bumper. That's right, you heard me. Honk if I stink bumper stickers. And whenever I see them around town, behind me, or rather ahead of me, I'm behind them in traffic, I just lay the horn on that sucker so they get the message. And I'll tell you what, none of my friends stink anymore. So honk if I stink a bumper sticker. Think about getting some of those made for yourself, or even better yet, DIY till you die, you can make them. Coming up next is Flower Store by T. Did you know? WRCT is supported by Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign, animation, fantasy, and more. Their concessions feature natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer in the adjoining bottle shop, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org. For more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. So that is a little underwriting.
You're listening to Spit Fountain on WRCT 88.3 FM.
Coming up next is another piece of advice from me to somebody asking for help from the DJ here at Spit Fountain. Hi, I'm worried that if I drift apart from my friend, he will tell people my secrets. I've been friends with him for about a year, but recently I've stopped sitting at his lunch table. I'm worried that he'll reveal secrets about me if our friendship fizzles out. Well, obviously what I do is I make all of my friends privy to the fact that I am a LLC. To be friends with me, you have to sign a non-disclosure agreement, and then I will take them to court for everything they're worth if they ever tell one of my secrets, because those are trade secrets, not open for discussion on the public market. The other thing you can do if you're too young to incorporate yourself into a company is to form a best friends forever clause, legally binding by the United States government and attorney general. Yes, a best friends forever contract will mean that your friendship will be undying, regardless of fizzling up, out, in, or around the friendship. So those are just two things that you could think about to save your secrets from being revealed by a friend who's becoming a more distant friend. Coming up next in the hour is Everyone's Asleep in the House But Me by Owen. Owen, of course, is one of the very many Mike Kinsella projects. And speaking of those, Cap'n Jazz is announced recently that they're going to be doing a series of tours across the Northeast. So if you're a Cap'n Jazz fan, that's something you might have not known.
Everyone's asleep in the house but me. I've long since caved in to the promise of like to be dead.
right, let me tell you about two little shows you can catch here on WRCT. My favorite show, Penny Finds, is an hour of Sweetie Pie music, exploring the best of C86, Jangle Pop, and Twee Mondays at 8 p.m. You could catch 8 Miles High after Spit Fountain, 8 Miles High, and when you touch down, you'll find that it's Stranger Than Known. Tune in to 8 Miles High with Nick and Andy every Tuesday at 9 p.m. This next track is Bagel Breath by Horse Jumper of Love. Another person needs help from the ultra-wise disc jockey behind Spit Fountain. How can I get money for a tooth extraction? I'm in so much pain. I posted on here before asking for advice because I stole $30 from my church to pay for a tooth extraction. People slammed me for it, and now I feel so guilty that I returned the money. But now I'm back in the same situation and the pain is so unbearable. Well, you could always do a few things, of course. Nobody likes to see someone in pain. So standing outside and saying, help, help, I need money for a tooth extraction is one way to go. But I think that what many people do when they're in pain is put on a punk rock show. Maybe becoming a punk rock musician will not only find you $30, but lead to a fulfilling hobby in the process. Another option is selling that tooth. That's really two birds with one stone, of course. Maybe somebody wants that tooth as a souvenir and will pay for the extraction to get it. Those are just three things you could do. A, B, or C. Call in to 412-268-9728 if you're going to do A or B or C if you were in that situation, or if you have some advice that you would like to ask, some question you'd like to ask for help with from the sage advice giver who I am here at WRCT Pittsburgh's Spit Fountain. Coming up next in the hour is Algae Bloom by Told Slant. I just saw this record in person, like a physical copy of it, not like a performance of it. And I said, woo, boy, howdy, that's fantastic. So, yep, Algae Bloom by Told Slant.
Conscious light and of the day, I tend to feel weak and nauseous and slipping away. We talked about, it's hard to talk about you right now. You look like algae bloom when you're down, 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 down. We used to walk around, now I walk without you around. It's hard to talk about. Shout like a thundercloud. yell my lungs right out of my mouth. You look like algae bloom when you're down, down, down.
Guys, I found someone with some really dire situation who really needs my advice. Hello, I'm 13 and I live in Europe. Bad start already. I'm not the friendliest guy. It's getting worse. And there are 21 kids in our class and they all said they're going to escape class. And I said I will too, but I didn't escape class. I went to biology and no one else went but me. I was all alone. Well, if you're having trouble escaping class, clearly your skills as a shinobi warrior are lacking. You should try practicing techniques like the shadow clone jutsu. Though it is a forbidden technique, it has helped many great shinobi like Naruto Uzumaki escape on many situations. So learning a technique like the shadow clone jutsu will help you escape class in the future. This next track is Yeah, It Does Look Like a Spider by Tangled Hair. Guys, I don't want to spoil it, but I have a crazy piece of advice request coming up in the next track. So stay listening to find out what this amazing advice question is. And you'll hear it from me, and you'll find my advice on the situation too. Thank you. Okay, this next track is Hairpool by Defiance Ohio, my favorite band ever. All right, folks, the last piece of advice for the hour. Somebody wants to know from the sage-like wisdom of the DJ for Spit Fountain, me, how do I handle a know-it-all coworker? My coworker just acts like he knows it all. I feel like I could make fun of for any sense that comes out of my mouth. How do I deal with a know-it-all coworker? Obviously, you need to invent something he doesn't know about. Have you ever considered making stuff up? Perhaps saying that you are the inventor of airplanes and that he's never actually flown on one. He's only flown on an airfoil. The first airplane was invented by you in 1998. And just throw that at him. You know, I just go, you don't know about that. I think that would work. Anyways, the last track on the hour is I Know You Love Me by The Smoking Popes. Hope you've enjoyed this hour of Spit Fountain. It's been a little bit different than usual. And yeah, we'll play this track and cut it a little short to hear a public service announcement, and that'll be the hour. Thanks for listening.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Fierce. You take care of business and don't hold back. Taking care of your health shouldn't be any different. You know when something's off. Don't ignore symptoms like fatigue, joint pain, and rashes. Listen to your body. It could be lupus. We're here to help you take control. Learn how at BeFierceTakeControl.org. Brought to you by the Lupus Foundation of America and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer, and if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
Books in a dying tree. like the son of God.